Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 18, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Circulating dipeptidylpeptidase 3 and outcomes in acute heart failure, an analysis of the strong HF and CORTAHF studies. Circulating dipeptidylpeptidase 3, CDPP3, is an established biomarker for cardiocirculatory failure, with elevated concentrations predicting poor patient outcomes in shock states. Researchers analyzed CDPP3 levels at baseline and follow-up in patients with acute heart failure enrolled in the STRONG HF and CORTAHF trials. This investigation centered on the associations of CDPP3 with 180-day and 90-day outcomes, respectively. The evaluation of CDPP3 in acute heart failure provides crucial insights into the identification of prognostic indicators for improved risk stratification in this patient population. Article number 2. Long-term safety and performance of an implantable 1.5C sensor for congestion-guided management in heart failure. 12-month results from the future HF trial portfolio. An implantable inferior vena cava. I5C. Sensor was utilized for 12 months in a congestion-guided management strategy for heart failure patients. Data from 65 patients in the Future HF and Future HF2 trials, predominantly with New York Heart Association Class 3 symptoms and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, were analyzed. Daily 1.5C parameters were recorded and adjudicated safety outcomes were assessed. This study demonstrates the application of continuous physiological monitoring to address the critical challenge of congestion and heart failure. Article number 3. Simtuzumab attenuates LOXL2-mediated extracellular matrix remodeling and preserves cardiac function in LMNA mutation-induced dilated cardiomyopathy. Simtuzumab attenuated LOXL2-mediated extracellular matrix remodeling and preserved cardiac function in dilated cardiomyopathy caused by LMNA mutations. This severe cardiac condition is marked by arrhythmias, contractile dysfunction, and excessive myocardial fibrosis, impairing left ventricular function and increasing heart failure risk. The findings identify simtuzumab as a therapeutic agent that addresses the pathogenesis of LMNA mutation-induced dilated cardiomyopathy. This represents a significant step towards developing targeted therapies for this specific genetic heart disease. Article number 4. Safety and effectiveness of the Sontrava TK endovascular revascularization catheter in the RESTORE-1 peripheral CTO crossing pivotal study. The Sontrava-A TK endovascular revascularization catheter demonstrated its safety and effectiveness in the RESTORE-1 peripheral chronic total occlusion crossing pivotal study. This prospective, multicenter trial included adult patients with Rutherford class 2-5 peripheral arterial disease and de novo femoropopliteal chronic total occlusions. The catheter successfully provided a mechanism for recanalization, addressing the challenges of traversing chronic total occlusions. This study establishes a new option for endovascular revascularization in complex peripheral arterial disease patients. Article number 5. Procedural complexity and bleeding risk in patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention. Patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1, were categorized for high bleeding risk, HBR, and procedural complexity. High bleeding risk was defined by at least one major or two minor academic research consortium HBR criteria. Complex PC1 included treating three or more vessels or lesions, implanting three or more stents, or a total stent length over 60 millimeters. This study established concrete criteria for identifying patients with a dual burden of complex coronary anatomy and high bleeding risk, crucial for guiding individualized treatment strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.